I want to welcome in our good friend, Dr. John B. here with some thoughts. And it's funny because this particular topic I was kind of going over with, one of our regulars on the show here. I'm not going to say who it is this morning, but he mentioned in relation to a story that he always is looking for the good in people, doesn't always find it, but he's always looking for the good in those around him. Yeah, and I like to think I do that too, but I think I fall short. At times, let's talk to Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, about this. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Dave. I've known you for many years, and I think you do look for the good in people.
I don't always find it. I don't always find it, but it's important to try to look for it. Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Look, you just got back from, Miami, Florida. You're coming, but you make those jets back and forth. He's like a jet setter, okay? The doc is, but all the reaction that's been going on down there. In the wake of the Fidel Castro, can you find anything good in Fidel Castro? I mean, I'm going to put the pressure on you. Somebody looks for it everywhere. Can you find any good in the death of Fidel Castro, in his life, I guess I should say?
Well, I think what you have when someone's been around 60 years, okay, and in power, you do expect they're going to do some things good, kind of like these Germans did. I mean, I think there's some educational things. You can get some medical things. Exactly what is really hard to do in the midst of propaganda and reality. But you're bound to find some good things. You'll find some people that are supportive. I mean, you obviously have a hierarchy there. You have an oligarchy, those and the members of the Communist Party that are in control. I think as a whole, though, you can certainly find some good, but when you're really dealing with a sense of evil, the thousands killed, the thousands incarcerated, even now political prisoners. My brother-in-law saw, when he was in Cuba, saw a firing line, people shot, killed. My wife was there until she was 17. There's a lot of really bad, and, in Miami, the tirano está muerto, the tyrant is dead. So in Miami, you're certainly not going to find some good, but you'll always have some good. You try to look for something. But I must say, when you look at the evils and the things that Castro did, it's kind of looking at a Stalin. You can see good things. But we sometimes romanticize a dictator or try to say, find good, but when you're in the reality base, when 25% of your country leaves and there are millions more that would go, that doesn't really say too much, and no one seems to be going there. Many of the followers in Hollywood and other areas, I don't see them moving there and living there.
It was an unfair question meant to be a little provocative, but now let's take it away let's take it away from the
question.
Well, it's frankly borderline, but you're kind to say that. Let's take it away from the dictator status and take it just to general everyday people we meet who are not of that particular power level. And my parents taught me this. They said you assume good with others. You assume good unless proven otherwise, but you keep your guard up just the same. And I think that's good advice, but looking for the good, actively seeking it in others, that takes an extra step, doesn't it?
Well, I really think it does. And I have to throw in one thing here. 113 years ago, or today is when my dad actually came from Italy.
Oh, wow.
In 1903 when he was 8. But anyway, he was a guy who could always find good. I think, Dave, everyone has flaws. Countries have flaws. People have flaws. And if we look for them, we'll certainly find them. If we look for good, we can certainly find something. Like the question about a dictator who's done a lot of bad, you can certainly find some good things that happen in any system. I always use the East German system. They certainly educated the people. They certainly did good health care. But, boy, people were certainly not ready to go to the East German system when the wall came down. But I think with people, I find so often people really end relationships over relatively small things, even over big things. In fact, I have a rule. I say hello to people. I don't wait to be someone to say hello. You'll never feel rejection. There are people who say, I'm really mad at Chucky or Mary because they didn't say hello. Well, they might not have even seen you. Okay, they might have been somewhere else or might not have been on their agenda. But if you're trying to find a negative, like, look at the clothes, they're trying to make me look bad today. Look at their bragging about that credit card that they have. Look at the car they have. We can find so many reasons to be mad at someone, most of which seem trivial to someone else.
Yep.
Now, there's a difference such as betrayal, lying about you, taking your spouse, taking your gold. I mean, there are things that are different. But I'm speaking in the general road of life. We are best to be positive, try to find good things. And I have never found, having a smile, trying to find something good in people, has really been a bad thing. There may be some people you could say, nice day, they say, prove it, poor, I don't think so. Well, you're going to run into some of the negative people. But that's
if you're riding the New York subway, I'm not suggesting you do. Don't listen to the doc's advice on this. If you go around saying hello to everybody nodding, they're going to think you are absolutely whack crazy, and they're going to all run to the other car. Well, you'll have the car to yourself at that point. So, I mean,
I'm not saying to everybody. I'm saying about.
Right. I get
you're
it.
Somewhere you're going to see most, that, but Dave,
I think most of the time you're right. You're right. It just. There's something inherent in us, I think, that looks for, you know, and I think there's a flip side to it. I think at times that when things seem too perfect, you know, we look for, you know, so where's the other side of this? We could be a little cynical too, but that also comes with.
Well, Dave, now that sounds negative. I mean, you're not going to run into many Stepford people as you live your life. I think most people, you can pretty well size them up when you see them. There are people that are ornery. There are people that are unhappy. There are people that are in a good mood. My feeling is if you have With a Song in My Heart, I mean, if you're trying to be positive, living a life, looking for the good, cognitive restructuring all the time, putting in positive thoughts for negative thoughts, when you meet people, you're going to meet them at that level. And I really do believe, Dave, most people, even the vast majority, if you're friendly, within reason, I'm not saying howdy doody. I'm just saying you meet people, you say hello,
you
try to fight. I mean, I'm not going to go on the New York subway. Hello. You know,
I want to see the reaction to that. I mean, I think that in almost all cases, your way is a good way to go. You know, just there's a few notable exceptions, but that just takes overall awareness and being flexible. But I get what you're saying, that and some of that will reflect off. I mean, you'll get some of that bounce back, and that's a good thing. Generally, that raises people's spirits when you get more than just a grudging nod from somebody.
Listen, so many people, Dave.
I get it.
So many people. I know this from my work, but that are really unhappy, they're dissatisfied, they're frustrated, their things in the world aren't going well. You know, when someone's there, is friendly, hello, just a courtesy, just it kind of really helps people. People need uplifting things. You know, it can be music, it can be talking, it can be reading, but just talking and meeting people and being a good Samaritan, we'll even call it in that sense, and talking. That's really very, very helpful to people. And I think it's a good thing to just work at. Work at being positive, and you'll find in the long run, there's no question, you'll be a lot happier. You'll be a better person because you have been trying to find the good in others, because they will find good in you. You're always going to find people that will find negative in you, but that is part of negativity of life. But if you really are reaching out, attempting to be a person that's helpful, useful, caring, call it what you will, you're going to get a lot of that back, and that's going to make you have a better self-esteem. And when you run into somebody who's a bah humbug kind of person, you're just going to use that to reinforce how right you are and how wrong that type of a life would be, Dave. It's a much much better life. Being ornery and cranky, what a way to lead a life.
The doc, though, has just kind of ticked off a few of the boxes on things I got to work on. So I'm going to work on those for my New Year's resolution.
You're a good guy, but the Fidel Castro one, it is hard to find. You know, I will say in Miami, my goodness, are people ecstatic, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly know a lot of Cuban Americans there, and you know, that's true. El tirano está muerto. That's what you hear. The tyrant is dead. How does that sound? So there's not a lot of sympathy looking for good. I mean, I realize in life there is good in some people, and I'm sure there's some good things there, but you have to look, I think, pretty hard when you're dealing with dictators.
Yeah, think about this for listeners, too. The hyperbole that we run over our presidential candidates and presidents over, you know, 4 years or even 8-year period. Think of this over the last 60 almost nearly 60 years, and how one person would hold a place that, just, you know, compare and contrast, and then, you know, it's all relative. Regional Psychological Services, he's our good friend. He's Dr. John Braccio. The podcast will be there at drjohnb.com. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Paisano. Bye-bye.